Drysdale Vignette Food Gardening number 10 in 3, 2, 1. All over Canada, indeed throughout North America, and in many countries around the world, the call is for more food gardening. Hi, I'm Art Drysdale. I'll have more in a moment. 3, 2, 1. Last week I talked about it being a good time to plant green wax and pole beans because they're considered warm season crops. There are other such crops that if you haven't planted them yet, that's fine, but you likely should get them in within the next week. After tomatoes and green beans, consider peppers, okra, potatoes, eggplant, corn, marrow, squash, and zucchini. Warm season veggies such as these will not grow well if both the day and night temperatures are not warm, and some, particularly including tomatoes, will be set back and produce will be produced even later than if they were actually planted out later when it's warm instead of cool. Be sure to apply either a good high middle number granular fertilizer or special vegetable fertilizer to the entire area and rake it in before planting, or wait until the plants are in or the seeds have just germinated, and apply the same type of fertilizer all along beside the rows of the young plants. Be sure to keep the weeds hoed, hoe them down, or apply a plastic biodegradable mulch down between the rows, and make sure the plants never actually dry out. Drying of the soil in which veggies are growing will often cause you a problem in achieving good growth and good vegetable production. In tomatoes, for example, a condition known as blossom end rot will be encouraged by alternate drying and wetting of the soil. And going back to beans, be sure not to walk among the rows, either for weeding, picking, or other maintenance, when the plants are wet. That just encourages a rust on the beans themselves. I'm Art Drysdale.